the biggest question that people have asked you? I mean, they know you can play. They've seen your hitting ability, your coverage ability. But, I mean, is that the biggest thing that you've been sort of asked about? Or?
Just what position I feel comfortable with playing at the next level and how I feel about the NFL is a big man's league and how I feel about my size and things like that.
Are you a nickel? Are you an outside guy? What do you think? Are you a safety? I mean, could you be all three? Or?
I like to consider myself as a defensive back. When people ask me what position I play, I say defensive back. I don't like to limit myself. I can play safety. I can play corner. I can play nickel. Some people may have their opinions. Opinions varies, but I know what I can do, so I'm a defensive back. I think my physicality and just being consistent and working hard. You know, a lot of guys get to that level and get kind of complacent. I think I'm going to continuously work hard, be physical the way I've been all my life. And a lot of people don't want to play football that way these days. And I think that gives me that edge.
Did you watch Tyrann Mathieu at all, either last year or in college? I mean, there were some people that said maybe your game's a little similar
in some ways. I mean, in college, every weekend, a kid was on TV, so you had no choice but to watch his highlights. But I didn't really get a chance to pay attention to him in the NFL, but I always heard great things about him. So I hope he continues with the success that he's having and proving people were wrong about the size issues. He's opened up more opportunities for guys like myself.
Is there some other player who you maybe emulate a little bit or in the pros who you like their game and maybe compare yourself to a little bit?
Well, not really, but I always hear guys say Aaron Wynn. They got Whitfield from the Vikings, Bob Sanders. Just anybody that's near 5'8", I'm getting compared to. So that's been the biggest thing.
What was your official height?
5'8", even.
So what do you have to overcome at that height? Anything? You know, if you see someone like Cam Chancellor, for instance, who's 6'3".
Or in-state defensive back, Rashad Reynolds, table 2.
I'm going to use him. If I'm on the field with him, I'm going to use him. I'm 5'8", he's 6'3", so that's my help. He's my protector out there. So I think football is 90% mental and 10% physicality. So if you can play football up here, then I can last. And I just continue to do the things that I've been doing all my life, and that's love the game and put in what I want out of it. I think safety gives me advantage due to the fact that I can see the whole entire football field. I believe in my football IQ. I like to diagnose the whole entire field to know what's going on. So I think that gives me an advantage. But I also can play corner. I like playing nickel. I like being close to the line of scrimmage where there's a lot of action, getting in the run, blitz a couple of times. I just like to have fun on the football field. It's all the time, every day, all day, every day.
So, being a smaller defensive back, how do you go about defending a larger tree-like receiver?
I think a guy like Kevin Benjamin, he gives me confidence because he's a guy that can play at the next level and he's the big guy that guys are saying that I'll have to cover. And with guys like that, I think that he's a build-up speed guy. And these days, football is a passing league and it's all about timing. And if you can be physical with guys like that off on the line, even just if they're on the line wasting 2 seconds fighting with you, then that's a win for me because he still had to get into his breaks. So it's different ways to cover different guys. So when I'm playing against a big guy, I'm getting into him and I'm trying to disrupt timing. You have to get those guys their cushion. Guys like Tavon Austin, guys like Kenny Shaw that I had, you have to know where your hip is and you have to be technique sound with guys like that and understand the speed and the quickness that they have and give guys like that kind of a one-way go. You got to know where your hip is and you got to know who you're defending.
Which would you rather do? Would you rather hit a guy and cause a fumble or would you rather give an interception?
It depends on who I'm playing. Well, I love doing it all, but if I had, I'd say an interception. It just make me feel good, kind of imitate Dion, kind of do a little dance. You know, these days when you're knocking the ball off people, you got to worry about a fine coming your way. So I'd rather be safe and get an interception and do a dance. Well, they're starting ejecting people. That may be worse. I'd rather get fined than get thrown out the game.
How much nickel did you play in college?
I didn't play it until my senior year. And this season, I played it like 75% of the time due to the fact that everyone goes spread, and we ran a lot of pressures at FSU, and I was able to blitz and disrupt the quarterback. I played nickel more often. No, I was cornerback. I played safety as a sophomore and junior in college. That's the most questions I get, where I feel comfortable at. You know, safety, corner, nickel, and I always answer everyone the same. You know, I do whatever they need me to do to help the team win.
So you'd be totally comfortable if you played some safety?
Yes, sir.
Is everybody in your family short?
Nah, my dad is actually like 6 foot. Portland? My younger brother is like 5'10". I may start doing push-ups too early. I mean, not trying to say I'm Jesus Christ up here, but I don't use that kind of language, so it won't be a problem for me. I just think guys should watch the way they talk. Just play football. You don't need to be talking trash anyways, because if your game is good, then you don't need to be talking.
Is it what you hear on the field, you know, a fair amount?
You hear a lot of things on the field. I mean, you just hear a lot of things. You may hear a lot of things that you don't hear in the streets on the football field. It just happens.
Clean it up a little bit. It would help, you know, sort of the respect aspect of the game.
Like I said, it's a lot of other words that goes on the football field. So just eliminate one word. If the commissioner, head commissioner, feel that's the best for the league, then that's the best for the league. Oh, they call me a different breed. They call me the last of a dying breed because my guys know that I kind of be quiet and I just play football. But I got the guys around me that give me that energy, like the Tevin Smiths when they out there talking. It get me excited now to hear my teammates talking because I know I'm going to back them up. But I don't need to do the talking. They're doing the talking.
Where so. Said you're the jokester of the team. Are you a joke guy? You a prank guy?
I'm more of a guy that's going to tell jokes in the hotel room, but when it's 60 minutes, then I'm a different guy. I mean, I tell little small jokes. I like to have fun with guys around me. I mean, I'm a good person. I like to enjoy myself.
Is